Welcome back. It's Beamer in for Bowerly. How you doing? Happy Tuesday. We are in the fourth hour here, and we are talking about the announcement that came earlier today that you will need to be vaccinated to go to an event at Highmark Stadium and KeyBank Center. If you're just joining us and saying, Joe, what are you talking about? I don't have a smartphone or access to the internet. Well, the news is that starting September 25th with the Eric Church concert, you will have to have at least one dose of a COVID-19 vaccine. And starting September 26th at Highmark Stadium, you will need said one dose for an event at Highmark Stadium. And you have to be fully vaccinated by October 31st. So that's where we are. And if you're just joining us, my whole take on this is if PSC wanted to do that, if Pagula Sports and Entertainment wanted to have this policy, then Pagula Sports Entertainment would have and should have made that announcement. The fact that the county had to put their name on it, the county executive had to get involved, is what makes me feel uncomfortable. And of course, you know, I'm hearing it on social media. The county owns the stadium, man. Yes, I know. And Pagula Sports and Entertainment operate it. They are left to make those decisions. It shouldn't be the county. And it goes back to what I've been saying. People don't want to listen to the same politicians lecturing them every day. This is why you have people holding out on the vaccine. Because it's politicians that they don't trust or doctors, part of an administration, making the push. And I don't know if it's the ego of these politicians or if they just don't get it, that the people who aren't vaccinated don't want to hear it from you. They don't want to hear it from Joe Biden. They don't want to hear it from Mark Poloncarz. They don't even want to hear it from Donald Trump. Your push is not working. And I'm not saying that there wouldn't be the pushback if it was just PSC making the announcement, but I don't think it would be the pushback that you're getting now. And it's because the government, the county of Erie, had to put their name on it. And it just leaves me with an uncomfortable feeling. 803-0930. Let's go to Kevin in Tonawanda. Hey, Kevin.
Hey, Joe. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well. Kevin, you are a Bills season ticket holder.
We've had tickets in the family since 1960. I am looking at the letter that my grandfather got from Ralph Wilson right now. This is a sad day. This is ridiculous. The Bills have our money for the tickets. I am not vaccinated yet. I do have antibodies. I had COVID during Christmas. My wife and I both had it. The home opener was a beautiful thing. I was wearing my mask through security. I wore my mask in the concourse. When I went to the bathroom, Joe, I cried when the plane flew over the stadium.
That was emotional.
You can ask my son. I cried. And if this doesn't prove to people that these people in leadership do not care about our health, number one. Number two, they don't care about our kids or our grandkids wearing filthy masks. People better wake up, because I am fed up and my rights and my freedoms are being trampled under their stinking feet. And that's all I got to say, and I'll listen.
Hey, Kevin, before you go, are you considering the vaccine at all, or are you considering at least keeping the tickets and selling them? What are your plans right now?
I've already talked to my doctor, and since I have antibodies, I'm just going to wait it out a little while. But what are my choices? I have to sell my tickets?
Yeah, good point, Kevin. And you know, this idea of proof of immunity, of natural immunity, I really think it's going to get some traction, and I hope we get somewhere with that. I appreciate the call. That's Kevin in Tonawanda, and you can tell him. I mean, he's not only bummed out about this. These are tickets that have been in the family. You know, I mean, I think we all can relate to something that's been passed down. For him, it's tickets. And I think what's dirty about this whole thing, and again, we've been debating the whole having a mandate, and you know, I think for an outdoor stadium having a vaccine mandate, I just don't agree with it. But again, we probably would be on something else by this hour if it was just PSC making this announcement. The fact that it was the county of Erie, the government making the announcement, is what really just makes me feel uneasy about this, if that makes any sense. But the idea of proof of immunity, something like that, just being able to offer a test 48 hours before the games. You know, that wasn't a problem for the playoffs last year, wasn't a problem for the Sabre games last year. Now, all of a sudden, it's a problem. It's not a problem for the Saints and the Seahawks, two of the four teams that say they want to have proof of vaccination, but they do give you, two of those teams, like I said, the Seahawks and the Saints, give you that option to opt out and get a test instead. But instead here, we have the county executive all over this. We're going to do this, and now people have to make the decision. But like I said, what to me is just the dirtiest of all of this is the fact that they had the home opener, and 2 days later they announced this. Because it's just so obvious that this was the plan for a while now. But they didn't come out and say the plan. So you had people buying tickets to games, renewing their season tickets, buying tickets to see Eric Church. And then 11 days before Eric Church, 12 days before the Washington football team comes to town, you tell people, hey, for those tickets you own, you're going to need to do this. I think that's just dirty. And again, this is I have a bias, and I apologize for that bias. I have a bias, and I think this set up beautifully for the county executive. He had this plan from day one, because no logical person thought that everyone was going to have their mask on in the corridors and in the bathroom at a Bills game. Come on. Let's be honest now. So his whole plan was to go to the game, call out people for not having their mask on, say he's disappointed, and then lecture us like he's been doing through all of COVID-19. That's all this has been. He lectured us on fitness centers. He lectured us on wanting to go and watch the Bills games with friends. He lectured us on making our own decisions, on making personal decisions, which apparently, if it was up to him, we would have no say of what we wanted to do with our own health. But it's just an uneasy feeling because it's so obvious how this played out and that this was the plan all along. And like I said, this is coming from someone who's vaccinated. This doesn't affect me. I can go to a game. I can go to an event. But I just don't feel right about this. I just feel uneasy about the way this played out. This could have been something before the season. Give people the option before they give you their money. And again, that's why I don't really think PSC was included on this. I think this is the county. This is Erie County. This has been Erie County for the last year and a half. We've seen this playbook. This is so obviously Erie County COVID-19 playbook. It's not make a decision for you. It's we will tell you what to do. And if you don't like it, you're the problem. And you want to talk about dividing people. We've had this virus for a year and a half. And yes, I'm not taking away from the severity of COVID-19 for some individuals. I'm not taking that away. But this virus should have brought us together. And instead, you've got Joe Biden saying that vaccinated people don't like unvaccinated people. As a vaccinated people, I'm here to tell you that's not true. I'm vaccinated. I have no hate for those who are unvaccinated, because I don't go around asking people if they're vaccinated or not. It's not my job. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a health professional. I'm a guy that luckily gets paid to talk on the radio, and I count my blessings every day for that. But for Erie County, it's another chance to lecture you, another chance to divide you. And I think it's just absolutely disgusting. And I'm not saying it's all a left thing. There are people on the right who are just as guilty. But, you know, you see what this virus could have done, brought us together to defeat this, and instead we're pointing fingers at each other. And who's leading the charge? The people we elected. One guy we elected because he was going to be a great uniter. Yeah, that worked out real well. The vaccine requirement at Highmark Stadium and KeyBank Center. I also want to introduce, since we only have 40 minutes left, I was going to ask for wedding day advice from those out there. And there was never really a good opportunity to break away and go to that. So I'm just going to throw it out there. Hopefully we can bring that up as well, as I'm 11 days away from my wedding day. This is the last 4-hour show I'm filling in on. Before that, obviously be on BMAZ and Beamer the rest of this week and 2 days next week. Only 5 shifts left. 5 shifts until my wedding day on September 25th. So if you have any wedding day advice, Joe, don't do this on your wedding day. Don't do that. Or make sure you do this on your wedding day. Just remember, Virginia Tech does play at noon on my wedding day. So if that has any way to play into the advice, let me know. And then that advice for happiness after the wedding day. I'm looking forward to that as well. 803-0930. Let's go to, I was going to say a town, and then I look, it's a cell phone. Let's go to the town of cell phone and talk to Pat. Hey, Pat.
How you doing, Joe? First, wedding day advice. Don't sweat it. Whatever's going to happen is going to happen. Don't worry about making it perfect. Something always goes wrong. Enjoy the day. After wedding advice, remember you're the boss and you've got her permission to say so.
Jeez. Well, thank you, Pat.
Other than that, Joe, I'm stunned by these people who don't want to get vaccinated and cite principled purposes. And until, of course, their kid wants to go to college and then they're willing to sacrifice their kid and let their kid get vaccinated because it's a mandate. So that poison they were worried about putting in their body, they're okay as long as their kid could go to college or as long as they could keep their job. I don't think there's too many things, Joe, including your wedding, that the government doesn't have its hand in. You had to obtain a marriage license from the government. For what purpose?
No, Pat, and I can't answer that first question because as someone who got vaccinated, I can't speak for someone who's not getting vaccinated. I do believe that it is a person's personal decision. And I will go as far as saying that if Pagula Sports Entertainment, if the Buffalo Bills, if the Sabres want to require vaccination, that is their right as a private business. My whole thing, and I think I've made it clear, is I do just have a problem with it's always a government entity mandating this and that. It's not that I don't get your point. I'm just trying to tell you where I see this.
Yeah, but that's the role of the government, Joe, and you're going to think this is a stretch. But could you imagine if the same people use the same excuses for drinking and driving, saying, I'll drink as much as I want. I'm responsible for me. I'm responsible. I'm not going to kill anybody. It's none of your business. More people died last year from COVID than from DWIs. So should we ignore DWIs now? Should we say, your body, your choice. You want to get drunk? Go ahead. It doesn't matter if you kill somebody else. Because we know, as the doctor said this morning on with Brian Mazurowski, people die from this. People are becoming infected from those who are not vaccinated.
And Pat, I would urge anyone who missed it to listen to Dr. Adalja's interview with Brian this morning. It's always a privilege to be able to have Dr. Adalja on. He is a great person to have on the air, and always look forward to talking with him. And let me tell you this: I think the difference is, it's still very rare that a vaccinated person would end up in the hospital from a severe case. So I think to draw to compare it to DWI, I don't think it's fair, because when you get behind the wheel after drinking, you are putting everyone on the road at risk, and that's everyone on the road. Anyone that's on the road is at risk when you have a DUI. If you're unvaccinated, you're really more of a risk to other unvaccinated people than you are to vaccinated people, minus the rare cases.
Right, Joe. How many people do you know have driven drunk and said, geez, I shouldn't have done that? We only catch a fraction of those people who drive drunk. The state police have made that pretty clear. The sheriff's office does. We don't catch all drunk drivers, not even a fraction of them. So I think it's a fair analogy. And when you look at it, the principle is the same. We don't drink and drive because we want to protect other innocent people. We should get vaccinated because we want to protect other innocent people, including those under 12 who can't protect themselves.
Pat, I appreciate the call, and it's always nice to get the opposing view, and I do like when Pat calls in. 803-0930, that is the number, asking your reaction to the vaccine mandate that will take place at the stadium and the arena. Also, as I am 11 days away from my wedding, asking for your wedding day advice and your marriage advice here. It's Beamer in for Bowerly. We only got about 30 minutes left. Tom is back tomorrow on WBEN. I know it's not Friday, but it is my Friday on the Tom Bowerly Show since he is back tomorrow, and I know you all are very excited about that, and I move back to BMAZ and Beamer. It was BMAZ and Beamer Day here on WBEN as you had Brian in for David, myself in for Tom, Tim Wenger was in for Brian and I, and tomorrow we'll be back to normal. You will have our full lineup, and I really do appreciate the calls, the texts, the social media interaction, and that goes for people who say they hate when they hear me that I'm on the air. Hey, at least you heard and you heard my voice. So I do appreciate all the interaction through all the shows. When it's Brian and I, when I'm in for David, when I'm in for Tom, Hardline on Sundays, I really do appreciate all the listeners, all the feedback, all the back and forth and getting involved with the show. It means a lot. It really does. We are talking about the mandates at Highmark Stadium and KeyBank Arena. Also, your wedding advice for me. The wedding day advice, and then some advice for marriage after the wedding. 803-0930, as we are 11 days away from my big day. And we will start with John, because John is getting vaccinated. John in Amherst, good afternoon.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, so maybe you can help me put a timeline together. What would be the drop-dead date in order to get vaccinated if you already bought tickets for the Halloween Bills game?
You would have to have your second shot by the 15th.
Okay, so today's what?
The 15th of October, I'm sorry.
Okay, so and that would be 2 weeks, so four weeks. So I'd have to go like today or tomorrow, get my first shot, right?
Well, actually, I think it's just 2 weeks between shots.
4 weeks.
It's 4 weeks between the two shots. So yeah, you would have to go tomorrow. And because you'd have to get that second shot by the 15th of October.
Okay, so according to the Bills website, they said that you're fully vaccinated after 2 weeks after your second shot.
Yes.
So for all the Bills fans that have already bought tickets or want to buy tickets and haven't been vaccinated, your drop dead date is tomorrow then, right?
Right. It's not the September 22nd vaccine clinic that the county executive promoted. That would be too late. You would have to get your first shot by tomorrow or Thursday at the very latest. So you could, because remember, you then have to get an appointment for that second shot, and that's not guaranteed to be exactly a month after your first shot.
Yeah, because there's a group of us, nobody got vaccinated, okay? And we all bought tickets in advance. There's eight of us. So we would all have to get the shot today or tomorrow or Thursday, the latest, in order to meet the deadline for the Bills.
That's right. So I and that's why I don't understand the vaccine clinic on the 22nd, because then you're excluding people from the Halloween game.
So the Pagulas just screwed over like 30,000 fans potentially that will not be able to go to the Halloween game if they don't get vaccinated by tomorrow.
I mean, I believe it's the county that made this decision, but whoever it is that made the decision, yes, I think they need to be a little better about communicating that you need that first shot very quickly.
Yes, like immediately.
But, John, I'm also under the impression, and I haven't heard this from anyone in the county level, believe me, they don't talk to me, or at Pagula, I'm under the impression that it will eventually, there will be a testing option. I don't know that. Don't take that to the bank. That is a Joe Beamer opinion, but I do think a testing option is going to be added. That's just what I'm thinking. So
yeah, they were pretty firm about that not happening today. So so you'll have to go with the best information available
right
today, and that means go get your shot right away.
Yes, if you're not doing anything this evening, I would say go get it right now.
Okay, so I the Pagula is going to certainly circumvented this decision and pushed it off a little bit because, look, they're negotiating for a new stadium. What's Polgar's going to say? Oh, a couple more days, no problem. Another week, no problem. So I don't think they put much good thought into this because the game is right there, you know?
John, I appreciate the phone call. Let us know how that goes. Someone's saying that that my initial thought was right, that you only need 2 weeks between the vaccines. And we're going to look that up right now. I know this makes for great radio. All right, you should get your second shot as close to the recommended 3 or 4 weeks. 3 or 4 weeks. So you could go to the Erie County. John, I hope you're still listening. John in Amherst, I hope you turned your radio back on. It's 3 or 4 weeks. So you could get your first shot at that Erie County clinic and get your second shot in time to wait 2 weeks to be fully vaccinated. Just so you know, forget everything I just said for the last 5 minutes. It's 3 weeks. So you could go Wednesday, wait the 3 weeks, get the second dose, and be fully vaccinated by Halloween. John, I hope that clears some things up for you. 803, or you could get the Johnson & Johnson, as someone put on the text board. The Johnson & Johnson is just one shot. Let's get some wedding advice. You know, because I'm very excited for this upcoming wedding in 11 days. You know, I'm only here 2 days next week, which I know many of you are happy to hear that. So I'm getting excited. You know, it's almost here. I've got a Virginia Tech game on Saturday, and then it's 6 days full of wedding prep. 803-0930. Todd in East Aurora, what is your wedding advice?
Hey, Joe. I'm going to give you a little background first. This December, I will have been married for 28 years to a girl that's so far out of my league, it's not even funny. She's beautiful. She's way smarter than I am. She's virtuous. She's loving. We have 11 children together. And she is, without any hesitation, the absolute best thing in my life. So what I'll say from a dude who's, I mean, I can't say enough bad things about myself, but a dude who doesn't deserve that, I can give you some of the advice that made some of that possible. First of all, I know that people make a big thing of the actual wedding. It's really about the marriage. The marriage needs to be the biggest deal. She should be your best friend. This should be a person that there is quite literally nothing you would not do for her. What I would say is there's a sentence you should learn. It's only got a couple words. You can write it down if you want, but it's really easy to remember. The sentence is, "I'm very sorry and I'll never do it again."
Oh, I've already used that sentence many times.
That is an important sentence for us to learn as men, because I mean I don't like to draw stereotypes, but guys do dumb stuff, and we don't always mean to do it. Sometimes we mean to be really doing something else and it doesn't end up well. But I would say just treasure your fiance's name is Katie, right?
Yes.
Treasure every second you have with Katie. Look into her eyes and see God. She know that this is the beautiful thing about a marriage that works is it's an act of mutual self-giving, and there's no room for selfishness. And when that happens, you need to be sorry it did. And what I would say is, you know, man, I listen to you very frequently, and I think that you have a really good head on your shoulders, and I think you're going to be okay. And you guys just, you know, treasure it. It's not about the open bar. It's not about what dance is the first dance you dance to. It's about decades and decades and decades from now, are you still holding hands when you walk down the street? Are you still that deeply in love? And that's what you want. And I think you can do it. And I should shut up now because I'm saying too much.
Todd, that was absolutely beautiful. And I hope I can say something like that one day. That was awesome. Thank you so much for the call.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Todd in East Aurora, opening a line for you at 803-0930. I probably shouldn't say this because I think Katie's listening. Hopefully she's turned off the radio by now. I also need help writing my vows. I'm not really sure. Is it supposed to be a story? Is it supposed to be my feelings? I'm not sure what I'm supposed to write. You know, I have this book and it says his vows and the page is blank. Now, I am very good at ad-libbing something, you know, writing down some bullet points and then just getting the feel of the crowd when I start talking. I'm not sure that's going to work for the vows. So if anyone has any suggestions or advice on how to write the vows, I could really use some help there. We're going to take one more wedding advice question, and then I do have to stop calls because a little something I wanted to do here at the end of the show. We lost a legend today, and I'll talk about that after we talk with Kelly in Cheektowaga. Kelly, good afternoon.
Hey, Joe. So when you asked about the wedding advice, my whole body just got tingled. For the wedding itself, don't sweat anything. Enjoy the feeling. You're going to be walking on top of the world. And just live in every moment. Don't sweat if something's not right. As far as your vows go, you can write the words on paper, but the moment you look in her eyes and you try to remember those words, you're not going to remember them. Do the vows from your heart at the moment. That is the best thing you could do. After the wedding, well, I was given some pretty good advice by my father, and my husband, my soulmate, who is listening right now, has made every one of those things come true. You live every day with all of your heart and soul. You show her every day besides telling her. And most of all, make every day an adventure with her. Make her laugh. Talk, make her smile, do silly things. It makes a marriage so much better if you're marrying your best friend.
Kelly and Cheektowaga, thank you so much. Well put. Thank you, Kelly. And I'm sure next week, Brian and I will do a show like this. The advice, I wanted to get to it earlier, but obviously with the breaking situation at 2 o'clock, we had more pressing things to talk about than my wedding. But hopefully next week or later this week, Brian and I can talk about that wedding advice, marriage advice. I'm sure Brian can give me some great advice as well. Now, before we get out of here, guys, I'm sure you've heard by now, but we lost a legend this afternoon. Norm MacDonald, one of the funniest comedians, definitely a top five comedian for me. I mean, go back, watch his stuff on SNL. When he used to be on Letterman, his stand-up bits on Letterman, his time on Conan, just some of the best stuff. You know, when late night TV was funny. We lost an absolute legend. He passed away today at 61 years old after privately battling cancer for many years. And not only private from us, but private from his family. Norm MacDonald, 61 years old, and I wanted to play a few clips of Norm's work, two clips, starting with this one. This is Norm MacDonald.
And the Pope came out with a book this week, which contains a series of essays examining faith and morality in today's secular world and the changing role of the Catholic Church as it approaches the 21st century. The book is entitled, God Himself Told Me That O.J. Is Guilty. In other book news, Prince Charles released an autobiography in which he states that he never loved Princess Di and that his father pressured him to marry her. The book is entitled, Of Course O.J. Did It. I mean, come on.
And if you remember Norm MacDonald on Weekend Update, he would always, he always had the O.J. stuff. I saw someone, I think Brenda Lacey, tweeted that was, you know, some of her favorite stuff on SNL when he would do, quote, updates on O.J. Was that both of them or is there one more? One more. Here's some more Norm MacDonald.
Well, David Hasselhoff is a huge star in Germany, where his series Baywatch celebrated its 100th straight week as the nation's top TV show, which once again proves my old theory, Germans love David Hasselhoff.
And that is true. David Hasselhoff has a music career over there. If you've never seen any of Norm's work, I would tell you this evening, if you have nothing to do, go on YouTube, search Norm Macdonald, see the stuff with him and Conan. See, he used to have, now, again, remember, language. He had his own podcast that they would put videos on YouTube, and just some of the funniest stuff, obviously, I can't repeat here. And then, obviously his SNL stuff, his old Weekend Updates, and the David Letterman show. He was on Letterman the day he got fired from SNL. And it's one of the funniest appearances. So if you have some time today, check that out. His old SNL stuff, him on Letterman, him on Conan, and then his Netflix special, one of his last works. He had a Netflix stand-up special, and it was just absolutely hilarious. I mean, the guy was still crushing it. But him in the 90s on SNL, he had his own show for a little bit on ABC, and then his appearances on Late Night and his stand-up, just some of the funniest stuff. R.I.P., Norm Macdonald, definitely going to be missed. Like I said, we lost an absolute legend, one of my top five favorite comedians, and I am a huge fan of stand-up comedy, especially stand-up comedy from back in the 90s and early 2000s.